If I Ran the Zoo by Dr. Seuss. It's a pretty good zoo, said young Grinold McGrew, and the fellow who runs it seems proud of it, too. But if I ran the zoo, said young McGrew, I'd make a few changes. That's just what I do. The lions and tigers and that kind of stuff they have up here now are not quite good enough. You see things like these in any old zoo. They're awfully old-fashioned. I want something new. So I'd open each cage. I'd unlock every pen. I'd let the animals go and start over again. And somehow or other, I think I could find some beasts much more unusual kind. A four-footed lion's not much of a beast. The one in my zoo will have 10 feet at least. 5 legs on the left and 5 more on the right. Then people will stare and they'll say, what a sight. The zookeeper knew Keeper Granold's quite keen. That's the old darnest lion I ever have seen. My new McGrew Zoo will make people talk. My new McGrew Zoo will make people gawk at the strangest odd creatures that ever did walk. For my zoo, I'll get a new sort of hen who roosters another hen's top knot, and then another one roosts in the top knot of his. And another in his. So and so forth and upward and onward. Gee whiz! But that's just a start. I'll do better than that. They'll see me next day in my zookeeper's hat. It's coming into my zoo with an elephant cat. They'll be so surprised, they'll all swallow their gum. When do they see my strange animals come? Where do you suppose he gets things like that from? His animals have such very odd faces. I bet he must hunt in rather odd places. And that's what I'll do, said young General McGrew. If you want to catch beasts you don't see every day, you have to go to places quite out of the way. You'll have to go to places no others can get to. You'll have to get cold, and you'll have to get wet too. Up past the North Pole where the frozen winds squeal. I'll go and I'll hunt in my ski-mobile and bring back a family of what do you know? Ooh, and that's how my new zoo, McGrew Zoo, will grow. I'll hunt in the mountains of Zombamontant with helpers who all wear their eyes aslant and capture a fine fluffy bird called a bustard who only eats custard with a sauce made of mustard. And also a very fine beast called the flustered, who only eats mustard with a sauce made of custard. I'll catch him in caves, and I'll catch him in brooks. I'll catch him in crannies, and I'll catch him in nooks that you don't read about in geography books. I'll catch him in countries no one can spell, like the country of Matafapel. In a country like that, a hunter is clever. He'll hunt up some beasts that you never saw ever. I'll load up 5 boats with a family of jotes whose feet are like cows but wear squirrel skin coats and sit down like dogs but they have voices like goats, expecting they can't sing the very high notes. Then I'll go down to the wilds of Nether and capture a family of lunks in a bucket. Then people will say, "Now I like that boy heaps." In his new zoom, it grew zoo. It's growing by leaps. He'll capture them wild and he captures them weak. He captures them slim and he captures them sleek. What do you suppose he will capture next week? I'll capture one tiny, I'll capture one cute. I'll capture a deer that no hunter would shoot. A deer that's so nice you could sleep in his bed, if it weren't for those horns he has on his head. Speaking of horns that are just a bit queer, I'll bring back a very odd family of deer. A father, a mother, two sisters, a brother, whose horns are connected from one to the other. Whose horns are so mixed they can never tell them apart. It can't tell where they end and can't tell where they start. Each deer is mighty puzzled. He's never found if his horns are hers or the other way round. I'll capture them fat and I'll capture them scrawny. I'll capture a scragglefoot Magwani, a high-stepping animal fast as the wind from blistering sands in the desert of Zind. This beast is the beast that the brave chieftains ride when they want to go fast to some place to hide, to find some place to hide. A Mulgatawny is fine for my zoo, and so is a chieftain. I'll bring one back too. In the far western part of southeast North Dakota, there's a very fun animal called the Lada, but I'll capture one who even is much finer than the southeastern west part of South Carolina. When people see him, they will say, "Now by thunder, this new zoo and the Gru Zoo is really a wonder." Some beasts are quite friendly. Some are too dangerous to catch with bare hands. For those that are ugly and vicious and mean, I'll use a bad animal catching machine. It's rather expensive to build such a kit, but with it a hunter can never get bit. A zoo should have bugs. I'll capture a thrill whose legs are snarled up in a terrible snarl. I'll go out and I'll capture some chugs. I'll capture and some keen shooter, mean shooter, bean shooter bugs. I'll go to the African island of Yurka and bring back a tizzle-topped tuft Mazurka, the kind of canary with a quite tall throat. His neck is so long if he swallows an oat for the breakfast on the first day of April. They say it has to go down such a very long way that it gets to its stomach on the 15th of May. I'll bag a big bug who is very surprising, a fellow who has a propeller for riding and zooming around and making cross-country hops from Texas to Boston with only two stops. Now that sort of thing for a bug is just tops. When I've caught him, the next thing I'll go capture a wild tic-tac-toe with X's that win and zeros that lose. He'll look mighty good in this zoo of McGrews. I'll capture a gusset, a gherkin, and a gasket, and also a gooch from the wilds of Nasket. And eight Perskin princes will carry the basket. I don't know what their names are, or I don't know, so don't ask it. In the cave of Karun, lives a beast called the Natch that no other hunter has been able to catch. He's hidden for years in his cave with a pout, and no one's been able to make him come out. But I'll coax him out with our wonderful mirror that's cooked by my cooks in my cooker-mobile. They'll fix up a dish that is just to his taste, 3 chicken croquettes and made of library paste, then sprinkled with peanut shucks, pickled and spiced, then baked at 600 degrees and then iced. It's mighty hard cooking to cook up such feasts, but that's how the new Zoo McGrew-Zoo gets beasts. I'll go to the faraway mountains of Tobsk, near the river of Nobusk, and I'll bring back an obisk, the sort of thing a bogusk, who only eats rubber and corn on the cusp. Then people will flock to my zoo in a mosque, and make grew, they will say, "Did a wonderful jobsk." He hunts out he hunts with such vigor, and his new Zoo McGrew-Zoo gets bigger and bigger. And speaking of birds, there's a Russian Pazusk whose head ski is red ski and belly is blue ski. I'll get one of them for my zoo ski McGrew-ski. Then the whole town will gasp, "This boy never sleeps, no keeper before has ever kept what he keeps." There's no telling what the young fellow will do, then just to show them, I'll sail to Kutru and bring back an itcatch, a preep, and a prue, a nurgle, a nerd, and a susky, and a sucker too. I'll hunt in the jungles of Hippo no Hungus and bring back a flock of Big Ono Bungus. The Big Ono Bungus from Hippo no Hungus are better than those down in Dippo no Dungus. And the smarter those who's out there than the Nippo no Nungus. That's why I'll catch them in Hippo no Hungus instead of those others in Nungist and Dungist. And these people say when they see these bips bounding, this zookeeper new keeper is simply astounding. He travels so far that you'd think he would drop, but when do you suppose this young fellow will stop? Well, stop? Well, I should, but I won't until I've captured the Fizzamadil, the world's biggest bird from the island of Gwar, who only eats pine trees and spits out the bark. Oh boy, when I get him back home to my park, the whole world will say, "Young McGrew's made his mark. He's built a zoo better than Noah's whole ark." These wonderful, marvelous beasts that he chews have made him the greatest of all of the McGrew's. Wow, they all cheer. This zoo must be worth it. It's the goldenest zoo on the face of the earth.
All done?